second.
Thank you for holding. Is this Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, Alex. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's been a busy day, but good problem to have, I guess.
You?
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Pearl, about listing your company on the first page of the Google search results.
Well, you guys called me around 15 minutes ago, and I was with the customer, so I couldn't take the call, so I called back. But it is something that I'm willing to consider. It depends on what you guys offer and the pricing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, have you ever looked up, like, air duct cleaning before on Google?
I have, especially in Colorado, and there's a lot of competition.
Correct. Well, your competitors got a call like this one day, and that's why they're showing on the first page of Google, and we're not seeing air duct experts. So the reason we're reaching out to you today is because we have first page placement available. So when you do that search for air duct cleaning in your area, there's only three companies that'll show next to the map as the top recommended options.
Which can you tell me their name?
It's Action Air Ducts Cleaning of Denver, Ductworks Inc., and Mile High Ducts.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement.
Okay. So basically, what's the package you guys offer? How much does it cost? And let's see from there.
Okay. Do you get texting on this number, Alex?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to send it to you. It's easier to show you than to tell you because it's a package.
Now, are you guys located in Colorado or are you just using Google Voice?
No. We're a Google partner. We're actually in Fountain Valley, California. We're right next to the Google headquarters, Building 1.
Yeah, I know where that is. I was there 2 months ago. Okay.
Irvine off Jamboree.
So both my parents are IT. So my mom has lots of conventions in Silicon Valley. So every time she comes over from Israel, I go and see her.
Nice. So you always come this way?
Can't stand California. I hate Democrats, but yeah.
You and me both. We got that in common. But I grew up here. I was born and raised here, so I've kind of learned how to just look the other way, I guess, or walk away from things I don't agree with.
Yeah, the same in Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why I live in the only Republican county around Denver, okay?
Well, I live in the only Republican county in Southern California,
yeah,
which is Orange County, yeah. They call it the Orange Curtain.
You guys are Republican, and...
Yep.
Lots of Jews. It's a good thing.
We're very Republican. It's,
it's a good thing.
Yeah. I have two boys, and so they're getting to that age where they're going to school, so I was very happy that we made some changes before I had some crazy drag queens.
Oh, I'm sure. Exactly. All of a sudden, he comes over, and he's like, I want to identify and date them and dye my hair and...
Yeah, no.
The Nazis, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't talk to my kids about that stuff. You have a bigger problem on your hands.
No, it's stupid. It's idiotic.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is that I'm gay, okay? And you, just because doesn't mean
but,
you need to be
gay. Yeah, that's not how it is. That's actually worse. Like, my cousin's gay, and he says the same thing. He's like, that just makes us look way worse. That they're out there combining all this trans and gender issues with gay. Now everybody thinks ill of gay instead of just the reality. You know, not every gay person is a weirdo like that.
And it's not just that. Just because, so if you're gay, does it mean that you have to hate America? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
Because you know that those Democrats, they hate America. But anyways, back to the subject. especially in California, it is surprising.
Amen, amen. So, yeah, I sent you the pricing page. It looks like you already have a website and a few other things. And what I want to avoid is charging you for something that you already have, right? But I also don't want to miss anything as far as completing your company's online profile. That way we can get your Google verification done. So what I would recommend is normally our platinum package. The platinum package comes with the website and other things, but what I would do is I would remove those and the pricing associated with those. I'd also apply a new in business credit. So instead of you paying $599 for a platinum package, I would reduce the rate to just $299 or basically cut it in half, and I would waive all setup fees on the service.
Okay, so just to kind of like make sure that we're on the same page, so what you're saying is that there is a spam package, you call it the platinum package, which I'm looking in the link you just sent me and I can't find it.
Yeah, go all the way down. It's at the very bottom. It's the last one down.
Okay, so it's the most expensive one.
Not the most. The platinum premier is the most expensive. The regular platinum is what we're talking about, though, the very last one down. So it's normally $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee.
Okay.
I would put you on that package for the essential price of $299, and then I would waive the setup fee. And so this package, the reason it's normally $599 is because it comes with other things. It's not just the first page placement on Google, but we do all your directory submissions. So you're on the first page of Bing. They typically pull from Google's top guys for their top five. We would run Facebook ads. So you have a Facebook business page with ads ran through it. And then the popular directory. Go ahead,
I'll be honest with you. I had that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that specifically in my industry,
mm-hmm.
Facebook advertising, just maybe it's a Colorado thing. I don't know. Just
didn't work.
Pay off. So I had someone. No. I spent thousands of dollars. Didn't see even $1 back. It was such a waste of time. Very frustrating.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting because a lot of our clients. The reason we like that package when we're starting a new business or starting up with a new business is because the Google verification and optimization takes a couple of weeks to get done. And so we like using the Facebook ads to try to generate some customers for you right away. So that way you have some clients coming in while we're still working on building up the Google profile to where it needs to be
mm-hmm.
for the placement. Yeah. So that's the only reason we recommend that when you're starting out, that we do that. So that way by the time the next bill rolls around, we'll have some return on investment to show you. And then obviously month two is usually where the Google stuff will start to take off to its full capacity because we won't have to go through the whole setup and verification process again.
I understand. So basically, just because I had some bad experience with both platforms,
mm-hmm.
The $299 is basically the payment you guys are taking for running the campaign, right?
The $299 is what we would take for the whole platinum package. So basically, I'm charging you the essential rate, which is usually what we charge us for Google, Bing, and all the SEO content creation, those top three lines there on the platinum. But I'm including all these other things, Facebook ads, the popular directory submissions. These are just added incentives.
I think I will ask you differently.
Okay.
So, goddammit, I need to take that call. I'll call him later. Actually,
okay.
Do you mind if I call you back in like 1 minute because it is important?
I mean, sure. Do you want to put me on hold so that way they don't send me another call while
yeah,
I'm waiting for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still with you.
I'm sorry, it was actually important. It's
okay.
A relative from St. Louis. They had a tornado a few days ago, and he basically wiped his entire street, and he doesn't have a place to live now, so he was asking for help.
No worries.
Yeah.
I understand, Alex. Everybody I work with owns a business, so I'm so used to calls coming in and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. I was literally there 9 days ago, and I've seen half of the city that was destroyed. You know, it's heartbreaking.
I know, it's I hate when things like that happen. There's just so many different ones that have been going on throughout like the past couple of years. Honestly, it's just it's devastating. For some of our contractors, they benefit from that, but at the same time it's always like, you know, there's a pro and a con.
We just had a tornado here, a few tornadoes actually here. Yesterday, and it's wiped like 50 houses, but St. Louis is way worse. We're talking about like 5,000 houses.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and those people, it's not a high income area of the country either, so it's tough.
Specifically, East Street is fine, but yes, if you go 5 minutes, like literally walk 5 minutes north, it's the hood. It's the hood, because St. Louis is, you know, it's rough. Anyway, sorry, let's go back to the subject. So
okay.
The question I was trying to ask is the $299, I would assume, does not include how much I need to pay to Google and Facebook, right? Because these are two different services, am I right?
It does, actually. So we cover the Facebook portion of it for up to $100. And then the local listings is not like Google Ads where you're paying per click or per lead. So it's just a flat monthly rate in order for us to conduct those services.
So let me just understand. So you guys only advertise on Facebook for $100 a month? I mean, when I advertise on Facebook, it was daily budget of $40.
Yeah, a daily budget of $40. Wow. So
a daily budget of $40?
Our mindset, Alex... Our mindset when we're starting a new account is to not throw a bunch of money at the wall and see what sticks kind of thing. What we like to do is you start with the minimum that they allow, and then we have you evaluate the ROI. So we'll send you the results that our Meta certified technicians are able to squeeze out of that. And then if you decide that you want to increase that budget, then we can definitely increase that budget at that time. But the idea there is to present you with value on a smaller scale before we recommend you go and invest more. You know, it's the same thing when we do our Google Ads campaigns. We like to start with the minimum for Google Ads, which is a $300 to start. And then we target the top keywords that are generating the most traffic. We evaluate what their return on investment is with that $300. And then if they want to expand, then we could always expand or target other keywords, things like that. But the idea here is to try to establish a relationship with you and show you some results. And then obviously if you want to grow, we can grow you into doing Google Ads or even Google Guarantee later. That's another product that we provide as a Google partner.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, almost some legal Mexican almost crashing my car right now.
No, no worries. So my goal was to get you that local listing on Google most importantly, right? That's the most important one because Google Ads and Google Guarantee, we could sign you up for those whenever. Same thing with Facebook ads. They're not really based on the availability or the competition in your area like the Google placements are. And a lot of times that's all people need is just that local listing. Like once you're established locally on the first page, it oftentimes generates enough calls to where you don't have to advance into Google Ads or Google Guarantee, especially if you're a smaller company where it's just you and a couple of guys.
No, it's just me.
Yeah.
I don't trust anyone. I don't
like
to. I'm honest.
I can respect that.
And she's a jerk. So my plan is not to expand. My plan is to work for myself for the next 2 years and then develop to other industries.
Understood. Yeah, sometimes you want things done right, you gotta do it yourself. So I certainly understand that. I have that going on a lot here in the office. I go, what am I hiring you guys to help me for? Give it to, just send it over to me, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to understand, okay, really trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you're offering is not Google Ads. You're saying Google Ads is very expensive. What we're going to do is we're going to build you a Google map, basically.
No, it's a, what it is,
no, okay.
Alex, is like you get your Google business profile first, and we build that, and then we verify it with Google. We actually are partnered with Google, so we verify more companies so that they actually exist as a business on Google than any company in the United States. So the first thing is then the next step is to get into the back end of that Google business profile and optimize it so that you're listed on the first page as a top option for each individual service that you provide. So the placement that you're achieving is not a Google ad or a Google guarantee campaign. It'll actually be a verified local campaign there next to the map. It's called Google Places.
So basically when I go on Google Maps and I Google Erda Cleaning, it will show me around, or when I Google...
You don't have to go to Google Maps. What I'm saying is like, if you type in air duct cleaning right now and you scroll down, you'll see a section next to a map with three guys listed right next to the map.
Oh, okay. And this is not sponsored. This is the non-sponsored.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why you're not getting charged per click or per lead, because it's not the sponsored one.
Okay, understood. That's actually not a bad idea. As I said, I have two businesses, actually. One of them is for air duct chimneys and dryer vents. The other business that I started working for the last few months is garage doors. I only also do repair.
Mm. Yeah, they do really well, the garage door company.
They do, and that's why I expanded. Air duct is very seasonal. Very seasonal, and then I would find myself work like crazy for like 8-9 months, and then eat my savings for another 3 months.
Mm.
So that's not a smart idea.
Yeah, it's not a way to live. You're pinching pennies for
no,
3 months,
not.
Trying to make sure you don't overextend yourself.
I wouldn't say pinching pennies, but basically it's your savings.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I get to that point where, you know, I'm thriving off of a savings, which really doesn't happen. I mean, I've been working here for 12 years, but when I get to that point of where I need to cut myself off, maybe, or if I have a situation where I'm having more going out than coming in, I'm living very frugally.
Well, I have a rich boyfriend, so that's all.
There you go.
Yeah, I see what you're
jackpot.
Saying. That's the way to do it.
Must be nice.
I guess
that's the one side of being gay, huh? It's like you might be able to get a man that could take care of you. I know 100% no woman is taking care of me.
I wouldn't say that he's taking care of me, but you know, he took me to Hawaii, he took me to
but
Vegas.
They could, yeah.
I mean,
that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's 30 years apart, so yeah.
Yeah, that's
but,
not going to happen with my wife,
look,
ever.
No, I believe you. But here is the thing. It sounds interesting. I know that there is a lot of competition here in Colorado.
Right.
And
that's
like
exactly why you should get
local.
Working on it, though. It's like the more you put it on the back burner,
yeah.
The further they're getting along, and we're falling behind on this. And if there's one thing worse than wasting money, it's wasting time, especially if you're already in business. This is kind of the peak time of the year to do what you do, too. So if you were ever going to try it out on a month-to-month basis, this would be the way to do it with the discounted pricing structure, and we just go 30 days at a time with each other.
So, again, I'm asking lots of questions because I'm really trying to understand.
No, I love that.
So,
I always,
you know,
tell people.
I started working with Angie, and to be honest, I'm super disappointed.
Yeah.
So I don't want to fall to another Angie's camp.
Oh, I can assure you it's definitely not like Angie's. Angie's actually gets their leads from Google. So they do a local listing very similar to this. If you look up air duct cleaning in the area, you could see underneath the map, guys, there's a Angie's List. It says the 10 best or the best 10 air duct cleaning. And it'll say like Colorado Springs or Denver. And so they put themselves up there because they know everybody uses Google, right? They pay Google tons of money. But when they get a lead in your area, the way they make money is they'll sell that lead for like $50 to like four of you guys. So just by getting the lead and the customer saying, hey, I'm looking for help, they go, don't worry, I'll get you four or five quotes, and you can pick the cheapest one, helps the customer out.
Yeah.
But all the business owners on there are paying $40, $50 for that lead, and obviously only one of you is going to get the lead, right? So.
Yeah, and I won't lie, normally it's me.
Well, that's good. If that's the case, then I know you'll do really well with being on the first page independently and letting these people call you directly as a live call, because it'll be less competitive in the sense that they're already being recommended your business by Google, and then they called you directly from there. So the calls you're receiving are like a live call.
So what you're saying is that it's $299. That's including a budget of $100 on Facebook that can be increased over time if I'd like. And
correct.
It's also including basically being able to list me on Google as a local business. So my question
for all your services, there's other things though too. Like I know you already have Yelp, but we do a directory submission that has like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, there's like 60 directories in there. So we would complete your profile. The idea is to be like a one-stop shop for you where you don't need to have 100 different bills floating around. I try to package it all into that $299.
So basically, you guys are also going to complete and open profiles for me in places like Nextdoor, all the free stuff, basically,
right,
that I can list myself on.
Right. The idea is to host it and maintain it because Google is very sensitive. They want like all your name, address, phone number, website information on all these platforms to match up in order to be verified. That's how they ensure the customer like that they're not giving them inaccurate information or an outdated business.
Okay.
So us doing all of that for you stops any of those discrepancies from happening and makes sure that we're getting you listed. Also, if you say, hey, I want to make a change, I want to focus less on the air dust cleaning, I want to focus more on fireplace cleaning, just as an example, right? We'll be able to go into all of those platforms and update that information at once rather than, you know, okay, now you need to call this person and change that or call that person and change that. It's all right here under one roof. Makes your life a lot easier.
So
and we have an app, too, that you could download to help you keep track of everything.
Yeah. There was another question I wanted to ask.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Everything you said sounds good. I just really, like, I don't want to fall into another MG.
Yeah, I get all wrapped up and excited, start talking about everything. I'm like, sit down and listen.
I get it. I get it. So basically what you're saying is that you're going to edit my profile, you're going to open profiles, you're going to list me on Google, and that was my question. So I assume you will need the address, an address to list the business under, right?
We can hide the address, though. A lot of companies I work with, they work
from
home.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
Okay. It's up to you.
If they want to knock on the door, they can knock on the door. There are four dogs that's going to bark. So,
well, at the end of the day, yes, Google does send you this card in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where your business is. It's a part of their verification process. And so we do need an address to send that card. And then there's a little five-digit number on the back that we need that's on that card. In order to do your Google verification.
So the Google verification is something I was trying to do by myself around 10 times.
Yeah.
In the old house, in our old house, and it didn't work. It driven me crazy, and I was taking videos, and I had
the video verification.
So it was awful, 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 and I gave up in one point.
Yeah, so Google doesn't have a customer service for that either. So that's another reason why you want to work with a partner like us.
In India or something.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you want to work with a partner like us, because we're literally right across the street from Google. We're their premier partner, and they outsource a lot of that to us anyway. But what happens with the Google partners is we get the guys that are like struggling with their verification, and we're like, well, I'm not going to do all this work for this person, because it does take a lot of work, without it resulting in something. So they're usually going to try to offer you like advertising or something to go with it. And they're really hesitant to just jump in there and do it for you, you know?
Yeah, I do.
So you hit
do,
that roadblock. But obviously, if you're a client of ours, we're going to go in there and we're going to push your verification through. We'll communicate with them directly, let them know, hey, we need this verification pushed through because we're doing first page placement for him locally here. He solicited this spot that we offered him, and then they push it through a lot faster. We can even get those video calls, like three-way call with them on the line and verify you too. So.
Okay. So have you seen my website? I have a website. It's not a very impressive one, and I stayed in EBS to build it, and I'm not happy with it. But this is what it is.
Well, that's another benefit to the Platinum package that I upgraded you to. The website's included. So it's called an optimized landing page. I don't want to say that your website's bad, but it would be a significant upgrade, and it's no extra cost to you. So that'll be a part of the service as well.
So basically what you're saying is that I'm paying $299 every month.
Mm-hmm.
There's no any other hidden fee besides the $299.
Nope.
And it's a month-to-month service, so I don't commit, so which means that let's say in 6 months from now you guys didn't deliver, I can just cancel?
Exactly. It says that in writing in our service agreement. So you could discontinue or cancel at any time. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue or cancel, let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. But we have no cancellation fees, no penalties, no anything like that. We just part ways with you.
Look. It sounds good. Are you the manager, owner, sales representative? What exactly are you?
I'm the manager, yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be your account lead, but there'll be a team of guys that'll help me with the fulfillment. We have about 450 people that work here, so I'm not the only person that you'll talk to, but you will be able to communicate with me directly if you need.
Okay. So sounds good. Like I said, I have two businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I have the AirDuct Expert, and mm-hmm. I also have I call it Garage Door Expert, but I have a DBA. Why DBA? Because that's where I don't need to file taxes twice.
Oh, gotcha.
So can we open another profile under for the Garage Door under the DBA in the future if we want to?
Absolutely, but the local listing, it's going to depend on your market, and you also have to have a different address for that business.
Okay, so you see, that might be a problem because I only have one address.
Yeah, you can't verify the same address, phone number, or name, or website for that matter. So it has to have different name, address, phone number, and website in order for us to do it.
So you said that the website is included in the package.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So the only problem, if I want to sign to list two businesses with you, would be basically the
address. Yeah. You would just need a different address. But the thing is, we could hide the addresses. So it's like, even if you had like a next door neighbor that was willing to let us use their address to do the verification, and then we hide it on your listing. That way the city, state, and zip will still be relevant to AirDuct Experts in the same area, then we could do it. Like, I've actually done that before. I've had clients where they, like, literally go over to their neighbor's house while I have them on the phone, you know, and we end up doing it. So there's ways around it if you don't want to get a whole separate address. But guys try to do, like, P.O. boxes and stuff like that. We can't do the P.O. boxes. Google doesn't accept them. So it has to actually be a street address. Yeah, we can't use it.
So, now I have another question. So, my neighbors, I wouldn't ask from them. I don't know them. It's a brand new construction.
Uh-huh.
But I have this friend. They live in an apartment building downtown, then
okay, that would work.
I it will work, although it's an apartment building.
Yeah, it'll work. You just have to be specific about the apartment number. It'll work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I can probably have them agreeing, of course, we're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's.
And when you say downtown, is it downtown Denver or downtown Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
Denver?
No, downtown Denver. By the way, okay. I don't live in Colorado Springs. We live in Boulder.
I know. It's just a part of the yeah. service area that we're talking about right now, so that's why I wanted to
clarify. Downtown Colorado Springs is trash. You don't want to be there.
I know. We can exclude it, but the service areas are usually like a 40-mile radius that Google has, so it's pretty broad.
I usually say I don't drive more than an hour. Sometimes I do, but normally I don't, which is around 40 miles, so that makes sense.
Yeah, give or take, depending on the time of the day.
I mean, I had it depends on the time of the day, and, you know, if a customer calls me and it's an hour and 5 minutes away, do you really think I won't go there?
Yeah, no big deal. You'll turn it down, you said?
I mean, no, I wouldn't. I will take
it. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if the money's right,
me from, like,
we'll travel, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if a customer is calling me from 2.5 hours away, then I'll probably say no, okay?
Yeah. Well, we'll customize it to you, Alex. So, like, what will happen, like, let's say you can say, yeah, okay, I want to sign up. I'll create your account, and then I'm going to schedule an appointment called a client interview with our technicians on the back end, and those are the guys that will actually be, like, building all of this stuff. And so they'll go over, like, the specific services you want to be listed for and the area. It's geo-targeted. So that way we know the calls that you're getting, they have to be within those areas, and they have to have looked up a specific keyword or service in order to even be calling you in the first place. That way we know it's not somebody wasting your time or their own time with contacting air duct experts.
Understood. Sounds good. And also, once again, you're saying that the budget is $299. So under the budget is $299. Let's say I'm saying yes, we're signing up. How long will it take me to start seeing leads? And how many leads do you think roughly I will see a month?
So that's actually a good question. So for the guys that are up there now, on average, they're seeing about 2 to 3 phone calls a day. However, our calls are recorded by Google, so I'm not supposed to guarantee you a certain amount of customers from a local listing. As far as timeline, on when you'll be seeing results, things like Facebook and some of the other directories will be able to start generating some calls for you faster than the Google listing. The Google listing is really all about getting documentation from you, getting that PIN from in the mail, doing the video verification. So as long as we could get through the video verification portion of it, the optimization is pretty fast. But it just depends. Like, sometimes I have a really proactive business owner, and we get them up and running really quickly. And then I have some other business owners that's like, we got to call them 5 times before we get a hold of them. And, you know, so it depends on you quite a bit. But if you're proactive with it, then you'll be able to see good results within the first month. Either way, Google tells us to tell you month 2 is where things are going to pop, because we won't have to go through that whole setup process and verification process again once we already done it. It's just a matter of collecting now.
Okay. Understood. I'm asking lots of questions because I really want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. So,
no, I love that. I always tell people, like, our educated clients that know what they're paying us for are the happiest ones with the service. So I don't have a problem with you asking questions. And we'll continue to be transparent with you as we go. Like, we have an app that gives you full transparency, but we also have 24/7 customer service, and I'll be here to assist you. So Home Advisor by Angie's is one of those things where you sign up, they're like, hey, you're going to pay us this. No matter what, they're getting paid. You know, and whether you like it or not, or whether you're seeing results. For us, it's month to month. So if you're not seeing results, we're not going to get paid. So it's a little different.
Exactly.
Like, we have to make
it work for you. Which I
like.
And also, to be honest, I was almost sold when you told me you're Republican. I was like, that's a good sign. That is a good sign.
That's funny.
I don't want to sound hateful, but I am.
Yeah. No, I understand it.
But... You know, it's funny. It's funny how many immigrants, legal immigrants, if you come here legally and not just crossing the border, it seems like most of us will vote Republican.
Yeah. So my wife came that way, actually, because we're in Southern California, and we went through a ton of legal processes and everything just to get her paperwork, and then she seen what we were talking about, and so, yeah, now she's legal and voted the same way I voted, but there's still, like, her family members who are like, I can't believe you guys, and I'm like, well, you know, yeah. You're not understanding from our perspective on what this does to...
The
environment down here.
The way I immigrated, I was legal from the beginning. I entered legally. Everything was legal from the beginning. God knows it's a long process, but...
It's a long process.
It is a long process. And, you know, I have customers and I have friends who came here from Israel, from India, okay? And we all done it by the book.
Yeah.
And most of us are Republicans. It's funny.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's funny.
I mean, anybody with a brain,
exactly.
It doesn't shock me.
Exactly.
I always judge an IQ by that. I go, oh, okay. Because if you just watch TV, then you're going to end up going far left, you know. But if you pay attention to what's going on, and you've been around for a while, and you actually come up with your own thoughts, then you're going to probably lean
exactly.
right. Yeah.
Because when I was fresh off the boat, I was definitely leaning left. Okay.
Yeah.
It was funny, and it changed. It changed a lot.
Yeah.
And most Jews, not in Southern California, but most Jews, unfortunately, are lefties. And many of us changed, especially after October 7th. What I wanted to ask, and that's an important question, I think that maybe might be the last one.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to documentation for me, I assume, like you said, you need the address. Do you need insurance?
They'll request it, and they recommend it. However, we could still list you without it. It's just kind of like proceed at your own risk kind of thing if you do.
I understand.
The
only reason I don't have insurance right now is just because of the cost and because specifically with air dust cleaning, the risk is very low. I've been doing it for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
Never, knock on wood, never had any problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of low risk. The good thing about
it
Colorado, too, is they're super flexible about it. Whereas other states, it's like, no, you have to have it. Like California, it's like we can't even sign you up without
it. It's over-regulated.
Yeah, but in Colorado, they tell them, hey, just recommend that you should get it at some point. But we could still list you if you don't actively have it at the moment.
Okay, so that was a deal breaker for me. So that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That, it's not there.
But you are registered,
yes, so
right?
Registered as a business, yeah.
Yeah, and licensed or no?
So in Colorado, you don't need to be licensed.
Oh, okay. There you go. So you're fine because the only things on the document are registration, insurance, and license, and it says like if it's required, so it has like an asterisk on the form that you would fill out, so you're fine if it's not required by the state. It's kind of proceed at your own risk.
As far as I'm aware, in Colorado there's no required to be licensed.
I think it helps to have though if you do have it though, you know, just from a credibility standpoint, like if we could put on your Google business profile, oh, this person is licensed and insured, but it's not something that we have to have in order to post you.
So maybe I'm not sure I understand. So I opened my business for an accountant. She's very by the book, by the way.
Okay. Then you're probably fine.
You have a license.
You're most likely fine. It's because I do this all over the U.S. It's not just Colorado that I work with. So there's different requirements for each industry and thing. The Google verification form is very bland, you know? And the reason I'm not too worried about it either is because, like, you fill out that form and we submit it to them. Usually they don't accept the verification just based on that form. So we'll most likely have to get on a conversation like we're on right now and just explain it to them too. And then they'll know, you know. We'll be able to push it through.
Okay.
So it's not a problem.
Okay.
I don't think it's something to stress out about.
Can you guarantee me that I'll be able to get Google verified without having to go and find crazy documents? Basically,
we still do request documents. Like, we could verify you without those documents. Yeah, but they still were going to request them. So you're still going to get, like, them asking for it in your tracking system, then your account dashboard that we give you.
So what kind of documents are they going to ask me? I want to make sure that I can actually get it verified, that I'm not going to have to, I don't know, pay thousands of dollars.
Oh, so let's go back. I didn't hear that part. So we'll 100% be able to get you verified, Alex. So let me say yes to that portion. But to say that they're not going to ask you for those things when it's like an automated thing on the back end, that they're going to ask you for it automatically. But it's even, you get what I'm saying? It's like, we'll still be able to get you verified, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to ask for it. They're still going to ask for it back there. Make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay.
But we can just kind of like find a way around, basically.
Yeah, you just don't fill out the form. I mean, it's fine. We're still going to proceed with getting you verified, because it's a three-step verification process. And then once you do the video, it kind of overrides all of it. Like, first they do the form in the mail. Then they'll have you send the documents over, and then they'll go to the video call if they can't just push it through with those two. I already know right away we're going to have to end up on the video call, so it's not a problem. The documents, you know, we'll be able to just tell them that as I'm submitting your profile now and while we have them on the phone doing the video verification. So you're fine.
Okay. So yeah. The video verification, what they want to see is they want to see that I have equipment, basically.
Yeah, they'll look for equipment. They want to see that you're actually there. So they'll say, like, oh, is this your address? Can you show us the mailbox? Do you actually live there? Do you have a piece of mail there? Yeah, it's really easy. It's like a 15-minute phone call, if that.
Okay, because I don't have anything on my truck. On purpose, by the way. I don't like to have, like...
Yeah, our CEO tells us to tell the business owner, that if Google's really hung up on that, like, oh, you need to have these decals or you need to have this, usually it's not. They'll usually just take our word for it because we're partnered with them, right? We've been doing this for 21 years. So usually they just take our word. But if it does come to that point where they're requiring it, that we'll actually supply those for you. We've literally created decals and sent them out to the business owner in the mail, have them put them up in their window, and then we redo the call. But
okay.
it's rare.
That's fair to know.
Yeah, it's rare,
okay.
Though. That's what I'm
good,
saying. Usually
good.
They're just going to take what I submit as true and correct, and then they'll push it through.
And by the way, I want to make sure that you understand, I use the name Alex. Although it's not my real name, the only reason I'm using the name Alex is because of what we see right now with anti-Semitism. So my business card says Alex. All the customers know me as Alex. Most of them think I'm from Slovakia and not from Israel. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, it's fine.
Because I'm white, okay, and I do have a Slovak passport.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and my last name isn't Jewish, so it's just easier, and my accent is weird, so nobody can track it back, so I can just keep myself safe.
Yeah.
Will that be a problem?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, for me and you right now, like, when I create your account, I'm going to put your legal first and last on there. I want to make sure you're still able to write all this stuff off as a business expense, and there's no confusion there.
Yeah.
I'll put in our notes to call you by Alex. So that way you don't have that problem from our company. But then on the outside, they're not going to be seeing your name. It's just going to say Air Duct Experts, and they're calling Air Duct Experts.
Okay.
So they won't see
that.
Again,
it's just to avoid the, you know, after October 7th, I mean, you probably watch the right news to know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I have customers kicking me out. Okay.
I know. I have a lot of friends. My best friend, Chad Fackler, and Cameron Morrill, they're both Jewish. And they've been dealing with a lot of anti-Semitism lately.
Which only comes from the left, by the way. So,
yeah, it's been nuts. It's been really, really, really nuts, honestly. It's crazy to see. Especially from people who claim to be Christian, and then I go, look, I get, like, the Bible tells you that Jesus Christ was a Jew, so even if you're a Christian, you still shouldn't be anti-Semitic. Like, just even if you don't 100% agree, or they don't 100% agree with you, you should be abiding by your own religion, which is telling you to not be anti-Semitic. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know, it's not just that. You know, where Jesus was walking on water and all those holy spots for the Christian religion. Do you really think you will have an access if the Arabs will take over that land?
Not at all.
Do you really think you can go?
Yeah,
that's
what I try to explain to people all the time. I'm like, look, if Trump is claiming to be Christian, which I don't know how much he is religious, but he's definitely claiming it.
I'm the biggest fan. I'm the biggest fan of Trump. So.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Is like, are we ever going to have access as a country, or even that whole like religion? Are they going to have access to those sacred sites if they're saying Christ was a Jew? No. So it's not going to happen. The Muslims don't see it that way.
No, they don't.
So,
you know, you're going on the streets of London or Berlin, and God knows I've been to those places many times.
They want to liberate it.
I grew up in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Copenhagen until I was four.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Looking on Copenhagen right now, looking on videos coming out of Copenhagen, and remember in Copenhagen when I was 4 years old, and every year when we went to visit, it's just a different world. And it's heartbreaking.
My friends have enlightened me a lot, though, through this process, because I'm one of those guys, if I don't understand, I don't get emotional about things I don't fully understand, you know? But he was teaching me last week about, like, Amalek and his descendants, and then parts of the scripture, and I was like, okay. Yeah, there's a whole different world I didn't even know about, you know? He's like, yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you did, though. A good thing.
I like to learn.
Knowledge is power.
Oh, yeah. I'm always open-minded. I never think I know it all.
The way I see it, I tend to trust you, which doesn't happen a lot. So I do want to move on and proceed. It's very important for me that the profile/profile will be set up as soon as possible.
Okay.
And when it comes to like documentation, I will, you know.
I'll get you all the paperwork you need right now. So here, let me create this. What's your full first and last name?
Oh, you ready? So it's ready. So the first name isn't too long. So it's Tal, like T like Thomas, A like Alabama, L like London, the city. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first name. Last name.
Easy.
Yeah. What's the last name? By the way, last name is
last name.
The last name is weird because it's a different last name in every country.
Okay.
But in this country, it's going to be L like London, A like Alabama, N like Nashville, T like Thomas, Z like Zimbabwe, I like Indiana, A like Alabama, N like Nashville, O like Orlando. So it's Lanziano in this country.
It sounds almost Italian.
It is Italian because so the original last name is actually Lanciano. My grandfather was born in Venice.
Oh, okay. Venice is beautiful. I've been there.
Yeah,
I love Venice.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
I really like Florence a lot too, though. I think Florence was actually my favorite city on that trip. I just liked all the art.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, I went to a Piazzale Michelangelo. I think that's what really made me fall in love with Florence. Was just having dinner there and watching the sun go down there a couple nights, and then we got really drunk on Chianti.
You know, it's heartbreaking because those places are so beautiful, and
gorgeous.
Like, seriously, all those immigrants just destroy them, and
I know
it's like when someone say like,
because they don't appreciate it. That's what happens to sacred sites. When they don't appreciate it and it's not important to them, then they mistreat it, and then
exactly. Immigration is not necessarily, as an immigrant, immigration is not necessarily a bad thing. Anytime it was done right.
I've explained it to my wife, too. It's like, you don't want to come over here waving that flag, and then you have so many, the hard thing about America is, like, we want people to come here, but we want them to want to come here and be American. We don't want them to bring all their cultures over here, and then that's when you got all this division, and you lose what it is to have American culture. You know, We don't want to be 100 different nations in one land. We want to be one nation with 100 different types of nationalities and people here. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you need to acclimate. You need to be proud. I have the American,
American. Flag. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
That's what I used
exactly.
to tell my wife all the time.
No,
I'm like, don't let me see you waving that stuff over here. It's okay to be proud where you're from, but don't put that up.
Which stuff,
do that.
Which stuff is she supposed to wave? Is she supposed not to wave?
No, she's originally from Central America, my wife. So she has like
Venezuela?
She's from, no, El Salvador. You know Bukele,
nice.
Who's friends with Trump? Bukele?
Yeah,
they cleaned up
yeah.
her whole country. Yeah, but she's from Central America. And so, you know, in the beginning, this is 10 years ago when we first started dating, she used to be very like, wear the shirt, El Salvador, wear the flag, El Salvador. And I'm like, you don't do that over here.
I tell you the way I observe it is that if you have a flag and your flag is half American and half other country,
there you
I
go.
I accept that because I have a big flag, okay, that I used to put outside my house, and it's half American, half Israeli.
Yeah,
because
that's fine.
It's not Israel, and you can show support, okay?
Yeah.
It's important to show support, but this is not Israel.
Yeah. That's the point. I think that's the thing where it's like, okay, if you're here, it's almost like if I'm an American and I go over there and I'm just waving an American flag and I'm like not pro-Israel anything, but I'm in Israel. They're going to like try to get me out of there. They're like, what is this? You
not
know?
Really.
Like,
no,
are we being
no,
invaded
no,
right
really.
Now?
you are wrong. You are wrong. Actually, Israel is, I wish Trump was the president of Israel, to be honest. Is like, trust me, is more popular there than it's popular here.
Really?
No, Israel is love America. Yeah, no, being American in Israel is very safe for you.
I've never been. I need to go. I need to go.
You should. Yeah. Before it's too late,
yeah.
You should go.
Some other land. Okay.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
Anyways,
your email.
Let's proceed.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Another long one. So, T like Thomas, A like Alabama, L like London, A like Alabama, N like Nashville, C like Colorado, H like Hamburg, the city.
Mm-hmm.
123@gmail.com.
Okay. To launch 123?
Yeah, exactly. @gmail.com.
Okay.
That's my email.
Perfect. And is this phone number the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you?
So, I'm not sure if you guys...
I have two. That's why I'm asking. So the one we're on is 314, but the one we originally contacted is 720 with Colorado.
So the 720 is my business number. The 314 is my personal.
Makes sense. Okay. All right. Yeah, because I was like, Colorado, and I didn't know how you felt about displaying it, but that might throw people off, too, if you had the 314 displayed there.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's why I actually have three phone numbers, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I confirmed, too. So let's go ahead and change this. I'm going to save your cell phone, though, just in case we need to communicate with you, or the 314
number.
Yeah,
but when it comes to customers...
Yeah, they're only going to see 720 on your listings.
And by the way, the 720 that you guys have, the 720-515, is through Google Voice.
Perfect.
And I have another number that is through Open Phone, just letting you know.
Okay. But I like the Google Voice number because we usually recommend you get one and we usually give you one at point of sale. So I'll let them know right now that this is already a Google number.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Makes it easier.
It does. Yeah.
Google tracking number. Okay, and then for the street address for your Google verification, what's the street address we could send the PIN to?
So I guess we're going to use my house address?
Yeah, I could hide it for you if you want. It's not a problem.
We can hide it later down the road, yeah. So it's going to be 13283. Blue, like the color blue, okay?
Okay.
Amber. So it's A, like Alabama. M, like Moldova. B,
court?
Like Bulgaria. E, yeah.
I found it.
Hotel Colorado 80134.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
And it's a house.
Yeah, you do have a very unique accent, you know? Sometimes I hear almost like French at the end.
So that helps because I'm also I'm white with blue eyes.
Ah.
I can pass as whatever I want, which really helps. Which
it
really
does.
Helps this day.
It does.
So I'm just saying, I'm from Slovakia. People are.